It's Friday morning, Capital Breakfast with Bodge, Matt and Jojo. 7.39, getting on some Kelly Clarkson and Stronger. And joined in the studio by News Anna. Woo!
Yeah! Yay!
News.
So look, it is the 1st of April on Sunday, April Fool's Day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you are planning on doing some hilarious gag or prank, good on you, because we all like a gag.
Oh, yeah. Yes. And people do go to extreme lengths to plan the gag.
Oh, I bet there will be people that have been plotting for weeks and weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, like Guy Fawkes and all that. Well, that wasn't an April Fool. He was trying to blow up the House of Parliament.
So, look, just a word of warning. If you are planning on doing some sort of hilarious gag on Sunday, don't take it too far. Mm-hmm. Anna Harding knows.
I do.
All about this.
Yeah. So it happened when I was at uni, basically. Mm. And the boys in the flat downstairs thought it would be hilarious to basically ruin one of their housemates' rooms while he went away on holiday. So they lined up flour along the door, just where the door, the crack underneath the door is,
mm-hmm.
got a hairdryer and blew the flour into the room so that it all, like, covered basically all of his stuff.
Great gag.
Great gag, apart from the fact that flour has the same density as smoke. Now, if you've ever been in university halls, the smoke alarms are very sensitive.
Mm.
And so the flour set off the fire alarms and along come the fire brigade.
Oh, no!
To which the boys were like, oh, no, I'm really sorry. I was just drying my hair. It must have been the heat from the hairdryer that made the alarms go off.
It's a terrible excuse.
Absolutely.
That's a great... That is a good gag. That's annoying, actually, that's happened.
Yeah.
I know. It's annoying that it's gone a little bit too far, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know someone who... got fired from their job because someone had left their email logged in. So they thought, I know what I'll do. I'll send a hilarious email to the boss.
We've all
to
done
the
it.
Boss of all
to
people.
The boss.
Yeah.
Right, from this other person's account, did it. The boss did not see the funny side and they got fired.
Oh.
Yeah, one of my friends.
But I will say Rob Howard off Drive once he was signed in on that computer there to your email. Okay, never mind. We'll not talk about that time that you emailed. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, but the only reason I bring it up is people thought it was me. The boss called me in and said, George, I don't appreciate that. I was like, don't appreciate what?
The perfect crime.
But that serves Rob Howard right, because he is one of those people who, if he sees a Facebook account logged in, he's straight on it and sending out horrible little updates. And he did that to someone in the office the other day, Helen, and she won't lend him her iPad any longer.
Good
so
honor.
That serves him right. But he takes every prank too far, I think.
So here's what we want to know. Have you been involved in a prank that has gone just a bit too far? Right, didn't have to be for April Fools, can just be any time of the year. We just really want to get the warning out there that if you are planning on doing a prank, don't do any of these ones because they ended up disastrously.
Think twice about it. Give us a text, 83958. Start your mess with Bodge and tell us what it was.
This is Capital Breakfast